focused on the actual physical experience of discomfort.
This is an introductory Buddhist meditation course at the Winter Park Women's Club. Instructor Peter Carlson is telling his students that when something makes you uncomfortable, think about it, explore it, instead of simply backing away from the discomfort. He's never sure how many students will show up for a first class. Sometimes it's a handful, other times a couple of dozen people will turn out. There's a growing interest in mindfulness and meditation that's spreading from the individual practitioner to the corporate world to the scientific world.
So what is mindfulness? That's a good place to start. And mindfulness is real simple. It's knowing where your mind is and what it's doing.
Bob Allen is one of the founders of the media studio Ideas Orlando. He's also Buddhist and has been meditating since his teenage years. He says mindfulness in its simplest form is awareness. Meditation is slightly different.
Meditation is a practice. That's why we call it a practice. It's a behavior, if you will.
When Allen began exploring mindfulness and meditation, he was in a clear minority. Today, major corporations are encouraging mindfulness among employees, and books will tell you how mindfulness can give you a competitive edge. A lot of practitioners caution, though, the hope of gaining a competitive edge is not the reason to take up mindfulness. Just the same, Allen says he deeply values the role mindfulness has played in his career.
For me, it's really many times been the difference between night and day, my ability to not succumb in a catastrophic way to some of the stresses of both corporate life and later entrepreneurial life, wouldn't have been able to do it without the practice.
The key here is stress. Mindfulness and meditation can not only teach people how to manage stress, it can actually lower it.
Mindfulness meditation has to do with training the brain to be able to pay attention with a non-reactive or a non-emotionally elaborated state of mind.
University of Miami Associate Professor of Psychology Amishi Jha is looking into what happens to the brain during mindfulness meditation. There are a lot of different ways to meditate. There's guided meditation in which a teacher walks you through it, or you can sit in a quiet room, burn incense and candles, and focus on your breathing. You can lie down, you can walk. There are almost too many ways to list. Jha's research is looking specifically at mindful meditation.
Parts of their brain that are changing really reflect, in some respects, this better, improved ability to pay attention.
Remarkably, research is showing that meditation can change the physical structure of the brain. Jha suggests thinking of the brain like a wadded-up piece of paper. As we age, the wad loosens, the spaces between the folds of the brain increase. But we don't want that.
And what we're finding is that people that are long-term practitioners actually have their brains that look healthier and more squished together, more crunched up in the parts of the brain that have to do with attentional control and regulating our emotions and being aware of what we're experiencing.
Research suggests that mindfulness and meditation can also help improve relationships, even work relationships. And that has, in effect, set the business world abuzz. Google, for instance, offers free mindfulness courses to its employees who report that mindfulness training has made them more emotionally resilient.
So it's getting a lot of focus because I think finally corporations are starting to see the huge benefit that a practice, a mindfulness program can bring to their companies.
Laura Schmid is a mindfulness practitioner who's been studying Google's path to mindfulness. It occurred to her that employees here could benefit too. So she launched a company called Vibrant Mind.
What I'm doing is I'm offering a service to bring mindfulness training to corporations in the Orlando area. So what we do is we offer both workshops and then guided sessions.
As mindfulness moves into the business world, it's moving into the virtual world. Oh yes, there's an app for that. Even Congress gets it. During the government shutdown, a memo circulated saying that in spite of the shutdown, congressional meditation sessions would continue. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.